This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. A few years ago, I was in my favorite feed store in Benson. I should tell you first, I love feed stores, and I feel lucky to be able to go to favorite feed stores in numerous directions from our home. Here the banks, the feed store in Elfrida is my default feed store, not only for feed, but jeans, shirts, boots, and if they had underwear, I've told them I'd get my underwear there as well. But if I'm returning from a trip to Tucson, well, there I am in Benson, and Benson Feed is right there, and Ed, the owner Ed, doesn't carry jeans, boots, shirts, or underwear, but he does carry a weakness of mine, chicks. Oh, yeah. From early spring through the fall, Benson Feed has baby poultry. Oh, dear. From poults to chicks to goslings and ducklings and keets. Ms. Mosquito, you know, she worries about my stopping at Ed's for fear I'll arrive home with a box of young poultry. And her fear was realized, as when I started to tell you earlier, a few years ago, I returned home from Benson with a box of six keets. Keets are baby guinea fowl. Oh, dear, said Ms. Mosquito. Oh, no, I said. It'll be fun to have guinea fowl running around our place, I said. Uh-huh, she said. Guinea fowl are named for the African country of origin, the country of Guinea, if that is still an African country. One reference, I looked it up, said they're guinea fowl are found south of the Sahara, and I'm just not that familiar enough with the continent of Africa to be any more specific. The scientific name is Numida meleagris. Numida is the Latin name for the bird, and meleagris is the Greek name for the bird, so the scientific name means guinea fowl, guinea fowl. And I do remember when I was a little boy reading The Adventures of African Big Game Hunters, you know, sometimes in pursuit of lions, tigers, elephants, whatever, and they would want to sight in their 460 Weatherby Magnum, a little sport before the hunt. Oh, jeez. And the bullets would ricochet off the head of the helmeted guinea. Ah, those were the good old days, right? So I arrived home with six keets of helmeted guinea fowl. Let's just call them guineas. And after a few weeks, I let the guineas loose. I didn't know what sex they were yet, but remembered that as they age, the females say, buckwheat, 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 and the males shriek, wheat, wheat, wheat. And they aren't different physically. Males and females look totally alike. And so it's either buckwheat, 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 or wheat, 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 which sounds like the shower scene in the movie Psycho. But so I let them loose. And our dog, Farley, who was going through a poultry killing phase, promptly killed three of the keets. We talked about that. Farley, I said, I want these guineas alive, okay? And now, a few years later, we still have three guineas, and they are females that shriek, buckwheat, buckwheat, buckwheat. And they lay eggs, and they are very good eggs if you can find them. And the shells, by the way, are very hard. It's like cracking a geode on the edge of the frying pan, and finally the yolk slides out. The girls wander our homestead, shrieking at hawks. They shriek at snakes. They shriek at nothing. Let's shriek. You know, there's no monsoon forbs or grasses right now, so the girls, they go into the garden in search of greens, and books will say that guineas don't scratch like chickens, but our girls apparently didn't read that chapter, and I chased them from the garden using language that's not for the faint of heart. I've read they're good eating, but how do I catch them as they roost high in mesquite trees? And I can't shoot them because I don't have a 460 Weatherby Magnum. Oh, dear. So, listen, I was on the porch with our dogs just the other day. The guinea girls shrieked by, buckwheat, buckwheat, buckwheat. Farley, I said, remember when I told you don't kill the guineas? I've changed my mind. And that's the story, my friends, of Numida meleagris, the helmeted guinea fowls that walk around our homestead near the banks of the Ojolote. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito, and this has been Growing Native.